Okay, a shikach to Rabbi Bieberfeld and the Kol for affording the community this opportunity. I imagine this has been said before, but every Yom Tov has its preparatory phase, Elul before Rosh Hashanah, and so on and so forth. It seems that Hashgacha had it that the Yom Tov of Hodaah of Thanksgiving precedes the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is L'Hodos L'Hallel. And it seems almost uncanny that people talk about Chanukah and Thanksgiving, so there's a Hodaah phase that gets us ready for the actual Var Chag HaHodaah, which is coming soon. So even though we have 2 weeks, everybody had some Shurim, and now we're getting into the mode and have some Divrei Torah to take into the Yom Tov Ezras Hashem. I'd like to talk to you briefly this morning, and I know it's Erev Shabbos, so we don't have that much time, so we'll keep it short. But I'd like to speak to you about a sugya that ultimately remains a little bit mysterious and is a very interesting concept, an insight into how menhagim work. So let's begin. The sugya today is manicha al shulchano v'dayo. He puts it on his table, and that's enough on the practice of lighting indoors today. The Gemara and I'm saving the trees. I'm sorry. This will have to be perishable. A lot of the sugyas, you know, I don't have very esoteric sources to cite, but I'll try to make it clear. The Gemara on Chafal from the Beis in the Sugyos that you've been learning, the Sugyos relevant to Chanukah, says Tanu Rabbanan Ner Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah Manicha Mitzvah L'Hanicha Al Pesach Beisam Mivachutz, the mitzvah to put it on the doorway of his home outside. If he lives in an attic, if he lives on a higher floor, so he puts it in the window near the public place. And at a time of danger, he can put it on his table, and that's enough. I have a recollection. When we were in yeshiva, in Yeshiva Shara Torah, Rabbi Ashkenazi and I learned, I think what happened was I walked into the high school's Chanukah celebration, which was a rare time when the Rosh Yeshiva would speak publicly in English. Rav Kalman Epstein was speaking in English. And I believe he told a story that the Eish Kodesh of Klonimus Kalman, the great Rebbe who was killed ultimately in the Warsaw Ghetto, that I think he heard this from an eyewitness. At the last Chanukah of his life, he lit a candle in the ghetto, and he kept saying, people were there, he kept saying, Manicha al shulchano v'dayo. Manicha al shulchano v'dayo. Put it on his table, and that's enough. Put it on his table, and that's enough. And Rav Kalman Epstein sought out at that time to try to explain what the Rebbe may have meant by that, and maybe from our words today, maybe we'll have some insight. I don't know fully what his kavana was, but when he lit that candle, he said, Manicha al shulchano v'dayo. So just for a little bit of the background, we have an interesting machlokas rishonim. First of all, simply in that line of Gemara that says you put it and the opening of your house on the outside, there's a machlokas Rashi and other rishonim as to what that means. Does that mean right outside your house in all circumstances? Or, as is often the case, you can see this in Eretz Yisrael, it was frequently the case in times of old, outside of the individual homes there'd be a chatzer, a collective yard, courtyard, if you will, and then outside of that there'd be another doorway to the real public domain. So the Bala Hatos would say that when it says put it outside of your doorway, that means if outside your doorway is the public place. But if you have one of those chatzeras, you have a courtyard, then certainly it would mean put it outside of the courtyard. Rashi doesn't say that. If you look at Rashi in the Gemara, brought everything except the Gemara here, but if you look in Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi says, no, put it, it's okay. Well, if you have to be Valpeh, I have to be Valpeh too. It's only fair. So Rashi says, also keep it shorter. Rashi says that you would put it in your chatzer. Other Rishonim, Tosus says you'd put it, Tosus says you put it outside of the chatzer, meaning at the doorway of the courtyard into the Rishus HaRabim. It is interesting, a number of Rishonim actually seem to hold like Rashi. Nevertheless, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, those are our Sifrei Halacha, they rule like Tosus, that you put it at the doorway of the chatzer. So that becomes the halacha as it's codified. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan questions why the Shulchan Aruch ruled that way. Usually, he would line up Rishonim differently, but here he ruled against Rashi that you only put it outside of your own doorway if that's the public domain, if that's the Rishus HaRabim. But otherwise, he rules you put it outside of the chatzer. Additionally, we have a machlokas, what is the nature of the sakana that we're talking about? The Gemara says at a time of danger, Then you don't put it out there, you put it on your table. Or then you can even put it on your table and that's enough. What type of a danger are we talking about? Rashi cites, based on a Gemara later, that the Parsiim had a day when you weren't allowed to have a candle anywhere except in their house of worship. So there weren't allowed to be any candles anywhere else, so that therefore would be dangerous to light a candle. You can get in trouble. The Bach, the Bayis Chadash, in his commentary to the tour, questions that because he says then that is not a decree against the Jews per se. That was just a law. Nobody, no matter where he comes from, what faith, was allowed to have a candle burning. It would not have been a Gzeiras Shmad. It would not have been a decree against the Jews per se. And the way he's understanding it, he says, therefore, there wouldn't be reason to alter the practice but maintain it somewhat and put yourselves in danger. In other words, to light indoors is putting yourself in danger. So he says like this, the only time when we continue a mitzvah practice, even at risk of our lives, is when there's a gzeiras shmat, there's a decree against our religion per se, then we would alter things and move it inside, but it's still risky. It's just not as risky. He says if this wasn't a decree against the Jews per se, then there wouldn't be reason to do that. It's based on the Gemara's in Sanhedrin. However, the Ritva says, no. Sometimes, this happens frequently in the Gemara, when we make reference to sakana, a danger, sometimes we mean literally life and death danger, and sometimes we mean you get in trouble. They get upset. They use the term sakanas eva. You can incur their anger, but it doesn't mean you can literally bring danger to life. So therefore, the Ritva says, that's what Rashi means. He means even though it would not... So the Bach has one way of taking it, that we're talking about literal shasa sakana, where you can literally bring danger to life. Other Rishonim say no, it just means where it could cause us to get into some trouble. Be all that as it may, but what seems very clear from the Gemara is that if it's not a time of danger, manicha al pesach beisa mibachutz, and you have to light outside, according to Tosfos outside the courtyard, according to Rashi outside your house in the courtyard, but it has to be outside. And we know that that's not our practice. We don't light outside. Thank God we don't consider ourselves to be in a situation of danger, and yet we don't light outside. It seems to be against the Gemara. It's an old practice. The minhag of lighting inside goes back quite far. All of the svarim that talk about, I mean, you see it already in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. We all know when we learn Shulchan Aruch, there's the actual writings of Rabbi Yosef Karo, and then the small print is the Rama, where very often he's citing Minhagim, often Minhagim of Ashkenaz, but Minhagim. And the forerunner to what we call the Rama, the Sefer HaMapa in Shulchan Aruch, is the Darkei Moshe, which is the appears in the Beis Yosef. That's the more expansive version, both in Darkei Moshe at length and in the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. You see he makes reference a couple times in this chapter, in chapter 671, Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. He says that the practice is to light inside. He cites numerous sources that the practice is to light inside. An early source for this is the writing of the Arzarua, one of the great Rishonim. And he writes as follows, V'ha'idna deleka sakana, nowadays, he's writing in his time when there's no danger, lo yadana mai taima inan madlikin b'chatzeres. I don't know why we don't light out in the chatzar. Incidentally, you see, he held like Rashi, because he says, I don't know why we don't light in the chatzar. If he held like Tosfos, he would say, I don't know why we don't light outside of the chatzar. But they count him as one of the Rishonim holds like Rashi, in questioning why the Shulchan Aruch didn't. But, says the Arzarua, nowadays we're not in danger, thank God. I don't know why we don't light in the chatzeres. We light inside. The Darkei Moshe cites it a number of times. One of the sources he cites from is the Mordechai, one of the great Rishonim you can find in the back of the Gemara. The Mordechai in the back of the Gemara Shabbos, and on this parak, second parak of Masechet Shabbos, also says the practice is to light inside. And some of the earlier Svarim who try to investigate, so what is the reason for this minhag, they all cite the Sefer HaItter, also one of the Rishonim, one of the great Rishonim, who writes as follows, U'bishas ha-sakana manicha ha-shulchana v'dayo, he quotes the Gemara, the time of danger, put it on your table and that's good enough. V'achar shenohagu al ha-sakana nohagu. And once that was the practice in a time of danger, meaning that it was dangerous and therefore Jews started to do this, once that was the minhag, that was the minhag. So he seems to be defending a little bit. Once we started that way, it remains that way. Which is an interesting phenomenon in general in minhagim. When you really study how minhagim work, once there's a reason to change something, It doesn't automatically revert back necessarily. You find that in other areas of halacha. But here he continues and he writes, "Umi sheyachal hanicha mibachutz manicha bachutz." But if somebody can put it outside, put it outside. So he's defending the minhag. It was dangerous. They started to light inside, so that remained the minhag. But if you can do it outside, he seems to favor. But if you can put it outside, put it outside. Vimlav al pischa, and if not, by the door, which is also sort of a compromise that we'll talk about soon. He means as a compromise position, which is inside but near the door. We'll talk about why we don't do that also. So the Bala Itter is questioning, he's pointing out this is the custom, but questioning. Giving a little bit of a defense. In other words, he's saying the reason why we're lighting inside is not because it's dangerous, but because it was dangerous and that remained the minhag. We'll see, there might be two schools of thought about that. There's a tshuva sefer, Imre Noam, by Rav Meir Horowitz. And he's really trying to answer something else, but he explained when he's talking about the practice of lighting inside but by the door, he quotes Megillas Tanis. I didn't actually see this in Megillas Tanis, but an early source, which says, it starts off quoting this Gemara, "Mitzvah l'anichal pesach meis beiso mibachutz." That's the line from the Gemara, put it outside your door. "V'imhaya dar ba'aliyah manichal b'achalana smuchal rishus harabim." And if he lives upstairs, so put it by the window. But if he's worried about scoffers, not real danger, you're not going to do anything, but people who will make fun of it. I don't live in a society where I can put it outside without being victim of some ridicule, or they're just not going to treat it respectfully. Then put it inside your doorway. And in a time of danger, then put it on your table and that's good enough. So he breaks it into two steps, like two levels of danger. Real danger, put it on your table. You have to realize what it really means, put it on your table. We're used to electric lights. So any candle you light Shabbos candles, you light Hanukkah candles, you can tell what it is. But we should never project our own mode of living into what was. When they talk about manicha shulchan v'dayo, it means you're putting it on your dining room table, and that's your light. So it looks like anything else. In fact, the Ran, if you look in the Gemara, when the Gemara says v'shas is a kind of manicha shulchan v'dayo, the next line is, and you need another candle. We call the shamas. You need that helper candle. The Ran says it means in that particular case, if you're going to put it on your table, then how in the world is anybody supposed to see that this is a Hanukkah candle, because you would anyway have a candelabra on your table. But whether you go with that explanation or not, and whether you hold you always need a helper candle, which is what we do, or it's only in this case, but the point is, if you put the Hanukkah candle on your table, it really doesn't look like anything special. It looks like, for us, turning on a light. So this is, you're sitting at your dining room table, and you have, so manicha al shulchan v'dayo means even though it's not recognizable at all. It's really not recognizable at all. Yeah?
Not supposed to use these lights for anything but the pleasure of enjoying them, not for reading.
Right, as we sing, so it seems that either in a time of sakana, a time of danger, they couldn't afford to do anything that would be recognizable. So maybe they would, or if you go, like I just said, something to light an extra candle, so put an extra candle there so you're not really using it, you're using the other one. But the point is that when the Gemara says you can put it on your table and that's good enough, what it means to say is even though now the whole mitzvah lost its appearance, I don't see anything. I see not, this is the same way we ate last night and the night before, this is the same way the room looked before. It really makes it not recognizable. So maybe you light an extra candle so you're not really using the Hanukkah candle, but it certainly doesn't look perceivable to the onlooker. So in any event, here in the Tshuvos Imre Noam, we have it broken down into two levels. We do have a source that seems to say, if there's the risk of being scoffed and being mocked, so then you move it inside. You don't put it out in the courtyard or outside the courtyard. You put it inside your doorway. And then if it's really dangerous, that even that, where no one lights a candelabra by the doorway, even that, if somebody would see it, would draw attention. So if it's a time of real danger, there's a decree against us not to do this, then you move it onto your table and nobody, pardon me, nobody can tell at all. So that's a source in defending that. Interestingly, by the way, and I didn't see anybody who makes a point of this, the wording of the Rambam is
B'mei ha-sakana maniach adam ner chanaka besoch beisel mibifnim. Va'afilu, the Rambam adds the word va'afilu hinichal shukhanu dayo in English. At a time of danger, a person can light his candles inside, and even if he put it on his table, that's sufficient. I don't see anybody who points out, but the Rambam seems to be showing that there's levels. Bringing it in is one level of suboptimal. Best is outside. You're bringing it in. Whereas the Gemara just says, in a time of danger, put it on your table good enough. The Rambam breaks it into two levels. In a time of danger, you can bring it inside. And even if he has to do the worst thing, which is just to put it on the table, where even indoors, that's the least recognizable. There's nothing to it. The Rambam adds the word vafilu. He puts in the term even. In fact, it was bothering me a little bit. In some of these poskim who talk about in that shuva that I just quoted, this Imre Noam, that responsum, the person who asked him the question said, I don't see, where's the source that once you bring it inside to put it by the doorway? Because that's what they were doing. The Gemara just says, if you bring it inside, put it on the table. So I think the Rambam certainly would be a source, because the Rambam is saying, in a time of danger, you could even put it on your table if necessary, but not if you don't have to, it's better not to. So we see there's really two levels. Even though in the Gemara it sounds like one phrase, in time of danger, put it on the table and that's good enough. But you see, we do have sources that break it up. Putting on the table is a last resort, but even if you have to bring it inside, the table is not ideal. Again, the logic would be because it's not recognizable. There's another defense.
It sounds like when you have it at the door where you're having two candles, you still need a light around the table. So it says, even if you're going to go to the one candle option, where it's really, even for the people inside the house, where it's not clear that you're lighting it l'shem mitzvah, because you're using it for regular usage. Even if you put it on your table, you don't have it at the door. It's a door and a table. Now it's just on your table.
That'll depend. That next line of Gemara that says that you should have an extra candle, does that mean always, or does that mean when it's on your table? It seems to be machlokas v'sham. You're right. Most assume, and we assume, it means you should always add something. So depending which way you go, would determine that question. There's another defense of the practice of leaving it inside. The Aruch HaShulchan writes this. Aruch HaShulchan lived into the 20th century, but they're really earlier sources. If you look carefully in the poskim, they say the same idea, that once the minhag was to light it inside, and then Jews ended up living in places where the weather was very bad. I'll read to you from the Aruch HaShulchan. Hine ata einanu madlikin b'chutz. We don't light outside. Va'af she'ein sakana etzleinu. Even though we're not in danger, thank God. Mikol makom kimatu mehanim noos mneisha b'chol madina shalom yimei Chanukah him yimei sagar geshem b'shelag v'ruchos chazakim. Where we live, I don't know, in Babroisk or Navardak, wherever he was talking, but the weather's bad. The weather's very bad, and it's windy, and it's snowy, and so on. V'yef shel anichem b'chutzim lo lasgirim b'zchuchas. And we wouldn't be able to put it outside unless we put it in a glass box. V'kulei hai lo atrechu rabbanan. And Chazal didn't mean that you had to bother to take it to that degree. V'od v'ozeh lo yeh heker l'mitzvah kol kach. And furthermore, if it's contained within a casing, it's not as recognizable. And he really adds a third point. V'lo b'chol ha'makomos yanichu lasos kach. And in all places they let you do that. Maybe in place, you know, the zoning board. I don't know. They wouldn't let him make a whole contraption outside. The condo board. V'lochein kulonu madlikin b'bayis. And therefore we light inside. What he just said, notwithstanding, some posts can say, no, that's what you should do. And if you go to Eretz Yisrael, that's what they do when they light outside. They put it in a box, and it's exactly what they do. Earlier poskim seem to hold that it's a good thing to do. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes about it, and others, but Aruch HaShulchan, in defending the practice, says it's bad weather outside, we'd have to put it in a box. That's not what Chazal necessarily meant that we have to do, and therefore, but he's defending the custom. The custom for us is to light inside, so there's a weather consideration as well. But again, the approach of all these poskim is the custom is inside. Why? That's where they're coming from. They're being what we call malamed zchus. They're explaining why that is the custom. You see the starting point of the Arzarua and the Sefer Yitro is that the custom is inside. This is what great and pious Jews are doing. Why is it so? But it's really the force of Minhag Yisrael that determines that. They weren't on their own innovating this practice. If all we had was the Gemara and we had no custom, we'd say the Gemara says light out. So once they saw the Minhag is not that way, they're explaining why. Which leads to a question in Poskim, so should we seek to reverse it? Which really ends up being a difference between Eretz Yisrael and here. Some Poskim say there's a defense of lighting inside, but if you can light outside,
better to do so. And that primarily has been the custom in Eretz Yisrael. I have here a tshuva of the Uz Nidberu, Rav Zilber, who passed away a few years ago, one of the great poskim. It's interesting. He cites another Talmud Chacham who had written in a sefer and also published it in one of these Torah journals. Somebody wanted to suggest that the minhag to light inside is so strong that it's we call in halacha it's mafkia. It takes away. If you lit outside nowadays, you're not doing the mitzvah, because the minhag is to light inside. That's the minhag, and if you do it the other way, you're not doing the mitzvah. So Rav Zilber goes to town. He gets very upset about this, and he shows all the poskim meant is that there's a suboptimal way, and that's become the minhag. But it certainly doesn't take away from the practice of lighting outside. And he supports the practice common in Eretz Yisrael that people should light outside if possible, and he talks about that at some length. Other poskim, I'll cite soon a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. Others say, no, this is the custom, and this is how we do it, and we'll talk about where particularly inside. I haven't discussed the window yet. We'll get to that in a moment. The truth is, there seems to be a fundamental machlokas here also. We no longer we don't feel like we live in a time of sakana, a time of danger, and yet we're doing what the Gemara says you do in a time of danger. So there could be two approaches to how to understand that. One is, even though it's no longer a quote-unquote time of danger, for some reason the minhag remains. Once they started, they continued. The weather is bad. In other words, some other reason. We don't have quote-unquote danger today, but we light inside anyway for some other consideration. Or, even though it doesn't seem like a time of danger, there is some degree of danger, and therefore the halacha remains in effect. And this actually seems like it revolves around a slight question of girsa in a Magen Avraham. Okay? Where the Rama says, this is in Siman Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, chapter 671 in Arachayim, Seif Zayin, okay, paragraph 7, where the Shulchan Aruch says, this is where you should light it, outside, and so on. So the Rama says, Umihu Bazman Hazesh Shekulonu Madlikin Bifnim, but nowadays that we all light inside, V'ein Hekel Evnei Rishus HaRabim Klal, and therefore it's not a scene for the people outside anyway, at all. So really, when you light by the doorway, it should be within a tefach. It should be very close to the doorway. You don't have to. But then he says, nevertheless, the custom is to do so. Try to keep it close to the doorway, even though we're not really doing it for a scene outside. We're doing it inside the house by the doorway. So the Chafetz Chaim and the Ber Halacha and Mishnah Berurah points out, and Rav Moshe Feinstein points out in the Tshuva, he doesn't really mean this is the minhag. He means this should be the minhag, because later he says we don't do that either. In the next paragraph he says we don't do that either. He means, really, sometimes you have to realize when you're reading a Ramah, he's quoting from different Svarim. So he quotes from one sefer, he says this is how the minhag should be, so he quotes that, and later he says what the minhag is. So it's a little bit of a strange thing, because he says, but the minhag is to light within a hand's breadth, within a tefach of the door, kimo b'yamein v'ein l'shanos, and don't change it. Except that later he says, but we don't do that. So he says, this is the minhag, don't change it, but we don't do that. As the Chavetz Chaim points out, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. But on that line in the Ramah, the Magen Avraham says, why should you still light near the doorway? Because of the concept, mishum shi'ikanes bein beis mitzvos, in order to enter between two mitzvahs, you have the mezuzah on the right side as you go in, and the Ner Chanukah on the opposite side, on the left side as you go in. So that's a Gemara. The Gemara ends up saying that that's what we should do. We should be surrounded by mitzvos. But says the Magen Avraham, v'nirali, but it appears to me, dem yesh lo chalon hasamach l'rishus harabim. But if a person has a window that faces the street, faces a public place, yanichenu b'chalon, he should put it in the window. This might sound familiar, this is the source of our practice. Debozeh, I repeat, debozeh lekoch shash sakana. Because this is not dangerous. That debozeh, that in this, there's no concern of danger. Imlo b'makom d'shchicha hezeka. Unless you're in a place where there's, I don't know, a bad neighborhood, or there's some real concern for harm. But otherwise, put it in the window, debozeh, because in this, there is no concern for harm. So, When you read Magen Avraham's, sometimes you see one of these. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you'll see there's a hand, there's a finger like this, that directs you to the Yad Ephraim. Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, I think was his name, but one of the great poskim who appears on the page in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever you see one of these, so there's an easy way to remember. Look in the commentary called hand. When you see a hand, look in the hand. So, he talks about this. When he says, put it in the window, that in this, in so doing, or in this way, there's no concern. There's a very slight printing error. We're not going to change any letters, but it's still a printing error. How do you not change letters but still have a printing error? The answer is you're missing two apostrophes. Dibozeh is supposed to be Dalet Bei Zayin. Hey. It's not dibozeh, it's dibizman hazeh. Okay? V'tzarech lomor dibizman hazeh lekach shash sakana. V'u rashi tevos. And dibozeh is a rashi tevos. It's an acronym. It's not the word dibozeh, it's dibizman hazeh. Uretzono lomor, what he means to say, so he explains, as we've been saying, dibizman hazeh im lo hecha d'shchiyach hazeh, meaning, we don't really have danger. The minhag has become, we don't light outside because of danger. We don't have danger anymore, but we don't change the minhag. But try to maintain the concept of persume nisa as much as possible, so we don't have the minhag to light outside, but at least put it by your window. At least maintain the notion of publicizing the miracle somewhat. I'm not going to go against the minhag. The minhag is not to do that, fine. So don't do that. But what's the next best thing? Capturing some concept of persume nisa. So put it by the window. But so he's understanding what the Magen Avraham means to say is there is no sakana today. That's one approach. However, other poskim don't change that word. I mean, it's a chiddush, it's a novel approach to say that a word has changed. Others who explain the Magen Avraham don't change it. So, what they seem to be understanding then is, the simple way of reading this Magen Avraham is, there is some vestige of sakana today. At times, there were times of great danger, Rachman and Slan for Klal Yisrael, but even today, we're not exactly in our own... The poskim use terms like the danger of incurring the anger of those around us. We're not in Yerushalayim, Yerakadosh. So there can, and unfortunately, recently in Yerushalayim has been some sakonas of a different nature that Hashem should save us. But the simple reading of the Magen Avraham is, it is a time of danger, but to put it by the window isn't dangerous. To put it outside, that's going too far, and therefore the original halacha still applies. But we're in a middle ground. We're not in a very dangerous time. Dibazeh, that in so doing, that won't be dangerous. Outside, too far for us, but put it by the window, that's not going to cause any harm. Which I think some of us might intuitively feel. We would be a little uncomfortable putting it outside the house, but put it by the window. So that's the other approach to this Magen Avraham, which is the simple reading.
Just for purpose of definition, Rishus HaRabim here is not like a halachic shabbat.
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean
that. It's a place that's not mine.
Right.
It's not City Avenue, it could be one of our side streets where there's probably one going there
anyway. Yeah, just as opposed to something that's private access. With the real distinctions here in Halacha, this is your home, then there's a chotzer, which the three families whose houses open up to and have access to, and then there's the street where anyone can walk. It could be a private, you know, a relatively low traffic street, but it's Rishus HaRabim, right? It doesn't go with the definitions for Shabbos and for Erev, and so on. Now there's a Levush HaSrod here, one of the other commentaries on the Magen Avraham, and he explains what is the Magen Avraham doing here. The Ramah said, "Put it by the door inside, because then you have the concept of your mezuzah on this side and your menorah on the other side. You're surrounded by mitzvahs, wonderful thing." The Magen Avraham says, "Even well, I would say, if you have a window facing Rosh Hashanah, do that better. Don't put it by the door. Put it by your window." So the Levush HaSrod says the logic is, and it almost follows naturally. The logic is that persume nisa, publicizing the miracle, wins over being surrounded by mitzvahs. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva about this subject, he was asked, you know, where's the real place, where should I put my menorah? This is in Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelak Dalitzim and Kufchav Hei. So he writes about this. He says, even though the Ramah says the minhag is to put it by the door of Ein Lashanos, but Rav Moshe points out, as the Chavetz Chaim points out, but the Ramah himself later says that's not what we do. He meant there are poskim who say that would be a good thing, but it's not really the practice. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's not binding.
And he says, and then we have the Magen Avraham who comes along and says, but if you have a window facing public place, do that better. And the Levush Esrod says, because Persume Nisa trumps being surrounded by mitzvahs. So Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, because being surrounded by mitzvahs is, once you're talking about lighting at the doorway, that's the ideal takana, the ideal way it's set up. Light at the doorway. Okay, so now where in the doorway? Look, give me the specifics. How in the doorway? So we rule like the opinion of Chaf Gimel Mar Aleph in the Gemara that good to have the mezuzah on this side and the menorah on that side. Good, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. Once you're in the rubric of where you're lighting in a doorway, so that's the way to do it. But it says Rav Moshe, but it's not a core principle in Hadlakos Neiros. But Persume Nisa, publicizing the miracle, that's part and parcel of Hanukkah, says Rav Moshe, that's a core principle. So if you can have a place where you'll have Persume Nisa, or you can light it inside in your doorway, so it happens to be by your doorway, you'll have a mezuzah and a menorah, but that it doesn't capture as much of the concept of Hanukkah as we want, so therefore he explained, that's what the Magen Avraham means, that's what the Levush Esrod means, so therefore better to put it by the window. Rav Moshe ends off saying, "V'chein ani noheg." That's what I do. Shani madlik b'chalon hanira b'chutz la'ovrim v'shavim shem. I put it by a window on FDR Drive. That's where Rav Moshe finds. FDR Drive. And he says, "V'chein noa gadoni avi hagon zatzal." That's what Rav David finds. His father did. For harbe gadoli hadara shelafanenu. For many generations before us. Mehayom shene'ese i'efshe lahadlik b'chutz. From the time when it became impossible to light outside. What does he mean, impossible? He means along the lines of what we're explaining in the Magen Avraham, that's not impossible, but it would go against pleasantness of the people around us, not a real danger, and he says, therefore, that's the right thing to do, and he says, that's what you should do as well. I want to point out, you might think that this is a contradiction to something that Rav Moshe writes in another response. Rav Moshe was asked, is Persume Nisa, publicizing the miracle, part and parcel of Ner Chanukah? And he says no. In the same volume of Igros Moshe, in fact, in the fourth volume of Orach Chaim, 20 chapters earlier, Simon Kuf Hei, in fact, I think it's a tshuva, I don't have the whole thing in front of me, I think it's a tshuva to a cousin of mine, Yaakov Levovitz. So there he says, Mistaber b'pshitas degam ner Chanukah einar pesume nisa ikuv le'etzem hachiv. Publicizing the miracle is not a vital organ, it's not a core ingredient in Chanukah, to the degree that if you don't have it, you have no mitzvah. He's talking about a simple question. You live alone. We have a house. If they have a house, that was probably Rabbi Bieberfeld's share. But if you have a place where you live, but there aren't people around. So what am I lighting there, Chanukah? Who exactly am I publicizing this for if there's no one around? So he writes, Nimtza b'malkum shalaka inchi yipot l'gami. You think if he's alone, there's nobody around, so there's no... I'm not publicizing anything, so what am I doing the mitzvah for? Says Rav Moshe, no. There still is a mitzvah, even when there's no Persume Nisa. Persume Nisa, publicizing the miracle, is the preferred way, but it's not an absolutely essential defining characteristic of the mitzvah. And he actually proves this from our Gemara. Later on in the Shu, he talks about this at some length. He also talks about the timing and so on. But, V'nicha l'fi zeh ma'ashe b'shasa sakona ma'nicha al shulchan avadayo. What does the Gemara say? Ner Chanukah, you're supposed to light it outside. In a time of danger, or if you live upstairs, you light it by the window. In time of danger, you can light it on your table, and that's good enough. This is a diuk, a subtle inference, which you can only prove so much from a diuk. But nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, why didn't the Gemara say, in a time of danger, they instituted that you could even light on your table? What he means is, if part and parcel of the mitzvah, a very defining characteristic of the mitzvah, is you publicize the miracle... And when you light on your table, there's no publicizing the miracle, because it just looks like any other dining room table. No one can see it from outside. Even inside, it's not recognized. There's no Persume Nisa. So why didn't it require a new institution? If the rabbis wanted to say, when it's dangerous, you can light inside, if you would hold that when you're not publicizing the miracle, that is not the real Ner Chanukah at all, then you'd have to say they made a new institution that you can do the mitzvah even when it's not publicizing. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, from the fact they didn't put it that way, they just said, and if it's dangerous, you can light inside, and that seems like it falls under the rubric of the original mitzvah. What does that show you? That the mitzvah exists even without publicizing the miracle. Persume Nisa is an important thing to do. We try hard to do it, but you're still doing the mitzvah even if there is no Persume Nisa. He says that's why it didn't say B'shasa Sakana, they made a new institution, light it on your table as a new institution. Lighting it on your table is the original mitzvah, just not being done in its ideal way, but it does fall under the rubric. So you might look at these two responses and say they're a contradiction. In this one, Rav Moshe says, no, don't light inside by the doorway, so you're surrounded by mitzvahs. No, you got to do Pirsumei Nisa. That's the core mitzvah. You have to put it by the window, as he says, because that's part of the essential mitzvah. And then the other response to him, he says, you know, even if you don't have Pirsumei Nisa, it still is. Even if you're not publicizing the miracle, it still is. But there's no contradiction. All he means is that Pirsumei Nisa is more important. He doesn't mean there's no fulfillment of the mitzvah if you're not publicizing, but he means that's more central than the notion of surrounding your doorway with mitzvahs, which is less central to Ner Chanukah. If you read his words carefully, I don't see any contradiction. He just means Pirsumei Nisa is not absolutely essential, but it's more important. Hence, if I have a question between putting it by my doorway and having my doorway surrounded with mitzvahs or publicizing the miracle, I would do the latter. Interestingly, when the Mogen Avraham, in explaining the Ramah, said, nowadays, even though we don't light outside, you should still light it in the doorway, and the Mogen Avraham says, Mishum sheikanes bein beis mitzvahs, in order that you're entering between two mitzvahs, you're walking between a mezuzah and a Ner Chanukah, what a holy and beautiful thing. So, it says in the parentheses, right after the Dalet Mem, the Mogen Avraham is quoting the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah. Rav Moshe in his Tshuva says, he writes, Ani ba'ani, I think this is where I, in my poverty, I didn't find that the Darkei Moshe gives that reason. The truth is, I think what the Mogen Avraham means is that later in the Darkei Moshe, it's Os Tes, at the end of this chapter, he writes as follows. He's quoting the Toldos Adam B'chava, Almud, and he writes as follows: "V'ata nagu l'hadlik mibifnim lepesach hasamach l'rishus harabim." We light inside the doorway that opens to Rishus Harabim, not outside of it, which would be ideal, but inside. "V'yesh nagim l'hadlik mibifnim lepesach hasamach l'chatz." So, in other words, you have your house, your courtyard, and then the public domain. So, ideally, it should be in the public domain. Some light it inside. Then he says, "And some light it inside that," meaning just outside the house, in the yard, in the courtyard. Mishum deshchiche goyim veganovim, because there are thieves. V'od ein regilin lekvo mezuzah bepesach pasuach l'rishus harabim. Furthermore, because the doorway, if you have a gate, a doorway that opens to the public place, we don't usually put a mezuzah on that one. Mishum goyim sheyitlu. Apparently, that would be vandalized. People would take the mezuzah off. Sheyitlu osa. V'yesh mezuzah lepesach ha-pasuach l'chatzar. But the one that goes from my house to that collective courtyard, that one does have a mezuzah there. The security is more guaranteed. V'yeh mezuzah b'yamin v'ner chanukah b'smol. So you see from this that they are using the notion of being surrounded by mitzvahs as determining where to light. He's saying some people don't light by the doorway leading to the public place, but only by the doorway leading to the chatzar. Why? Because this one has a mezuzah and that one doesn't. So you see that, I think that this is what the Mogen Avraham is referring to. This is what Rav Moshe, was, so to speak, was playing down. He was saying, it doesn't determine where you light, it just means once you're lighting in the doorway, do you put it on this side or that side? But here you see that there's a minhag mentioned by Rishonim, that you would decide which doorway to use. That one's really the ideal one, but I'm going to light at this one because then I have the mezuzah. So that's a little bit of a contrary notion, but again, the Levush Esrad and Mogen Avraham and Rav Moshe are saying, no, Pirsumei Nisa is a stronger consideration. It's also interesting to me, by the way, all of the poskim who defend putting it by the window, well, why not by the door on the inside? And they say, well, Pirsumei Nisa. To me, there's also a little bit of support from the Gemara. The Gemara says, and if he lives upstairs, where should he put it? By the window facing Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't say put it by his doorway. You could argue because his doorway, since it's upstairs, nobody sees it from the street. That's probably why they don't cite this. But the fact that the Gemara gives us your second option, if you can't put it in an ideal place, what does it say in the Gemara? If you im hayadar ba'aliyah, so put it b'chalon, hasmuch Rishus HaRabim.
Right. Okay. Like
right. Like they haven't something to talk about that. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Or it could be. They also talk about which doorway the Mogen Avraham was contrasting to, because some folks can mention that they would light by the Beis HaChorev, which is like the furnace room, but it wasn't. All right. But be that as it may, we'll just end with some Divrei Machshava. All this Svarim quote from the. From the B'nai Yisoschar, the great Rebbe of the B'nai Yisoschar, that he speaks about
halacha is guided by another force, which is minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael Torah, it's guided by minhag Yisrael. In times of old, they lit outside. Then the minhag developed, even when there isn't sakana, however you'll explain it based on what we said today, but the minhag developed a light inside. So there's a Gemara at the end of Brachos that says, in Re'isa Darasha Torah Chaviva Olav Chazer, if you see a generation where Torah is beloved, spread Torah. And the other way, if it's not, kaneis, circle the wagon. Sometimes the forces outside are so strong against us that in order to maintain something strong, we have to gather in. We can't be too dispersed because it gets watered down. We have to be kaneis in many Gedal Yisrael after the war and so on. We have to forge firm, contained units of Torah true Yiddishkeit, because if we get too dispersed, it's very difficult. It's a difficult question. So the B'nai Yisachar says it about previous generations versus our generation. I saw in that same tshuva I quoted before from Reb Zilber from the Oz Nidbru, he says it could be the same thing with Eretz Yisrael versus in the diaspora. And Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Torah Chaviva Lav, put the Torah out, spread it out in the, it's out in the chatzer, it's outside. Minhag Yisrael has guided us that in the diaspora there's such challenge and such sakana, spiritual sakana, that we're kaneis, we gather it in, we put it, it has to be brought onto the inside. I would also add, you really see here three levels. A doorway is a place where you publicize things to the outside. I open my door. Not only is it public, but there's also traffic. People can come in. We have to be very confident to be able to put our menorah at the doorway, because it's not only publicizing to the outside, it's also the outside also walks in. A window is publicizing, it's presume nisa, but there's a nice thing in a window, it's called glass. So to some degree, it has the function of publicizing, but there's less traffic, which could be suboptimal because maybe there's less influence from us outside, but there's also more protection. Manichal shalchano v'dayo, put it on your table and that's enough, whereas the Rambam puts it, afilu, that's like worst case scenario, that's where there's really no publication at all. We're not publicizing anything. All that happens is the Yid knows in his heart, as happened not all that long ago, there were places where Yidden were lighting Chana candle, it wasn't meant to be recognizable to anybody, it was Shas Sakana. Then the lighting of the Chanukah menorah is not really pursuing minis at all. All it is that the Yid knows in his heart, this is a time of danger, and it could be a time of spiritual danger too. We'll maintain it, but it has to be very much kept vitznius, and I think that symbolizes the door and the window and the table recognize different periods in Klal Yisrael with the relationship with the world around us and what degree of danger it is. But I'll just add with one, I'll end with one machshava that's a little bit the opposite, which is, what did we just have in this Magen Avraham? Mina Klal Yisrael is, what do we do? We here, where do we put it by the door? Most people, not Paskini, but what, most people, do we put it by the door or do we put it by the window? So the Magen Avraham is addressing that question. And he's saying, even though by the doorway you have the benefit of you're surrounded by mitzvahs, what a holy thing, you walk into the house, you have mezuzah, and you have Ner Chanukah, but what does the Magen Avraham say, as elaborated on by the Levush Yisrod and the Rav Moshe Feinstein? Pursume Nisa better. So even at times of Sakana, when we circle the wagons a little bit, and that is important, we have to make sure that we're building strong from the inside out. But Sof Kol Sof, you also see in the Ner Chanukah the opposite notion, that if I have the decision, if I have the opportunity where I can really surround myself with mitzvahs, but it's not Pursume Nisa, but it doesn't affect anyone on the outside because it's all wrapped around me, but by a doorway that's inside, nobody sees it, or I can put it by the window, where you capture the element of Pursuming Nisa, where you can affect others. We see that Minhag Yisrael there too has gone like the Magen Avraham, and as Moshe Paskin, that we do put it by the window. So we also see a Machshava, that even though we do bring things in a little bit, but also when given the option, we want to be Mefarsim it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect Klal Yisrael. We should never have a real Shas Sakana. To whatever degree there is a Shas Sakana, it should be ameliorated, and both the physical and spiritual Sakanas that Klal Yisrael faces should be. We should win it over, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should light again by the door in the time of Yeshua's Venachamas for Klal Yisrael. Thank you.